I was 3 years old at the time of the bombing. I don't remember much, but I do recall my surroundings turned blindingly white, like a million camera flashes going off at once. Then, pitch darkness. I was buried alive under the house, I've been told, when my uncle finally found me and pulled my tiny 3-year-old body out from under the debris. I was unconscious. My face was misshapen. He was certain that I was dead. Thankfully, I survived. But since that day, mysterious scabs began to form all over my body. I lost hearing in my left ear, probably due to the air blast. More than a decade after the bombing, my mother began to notice glass shards growing out of her skin. Debris from the day of the bombing, presumably. My younger sister suffers from chronic muscle cramps to this day, on top of kidney issues that has her on dialysis 3 times a week. What did I do to the Americans? She would often say. Why did they do this to me? The testimony of Yasuro Tanaka about the bombing of Nagasaki. About 140,000 people died during the initial bombing of Hiroshima and 74,000 in Nagasaki. And those who didn't die from its immediate effects suffered damage to their health due to the radiation, such as cancer, severe burns, and impaired growth amongst the children. 90% of medical staff that could have helped died or were injured during Hiroshima. And 42 out of 45 hospitals were non-functional. Overall, 26.5% of Japan's population died from the effects of the atomic bomb. That's just over 1 out of 4 people. Why would we ever make this decision? What was the point? There couldn't have been another way that wouldn't leave hundreds of thousands to die. There couldn't have been another way that wouldn't leave these places inhabitable for about 2 years. And what that means for the other organisms that call it home. But that isn't the end of these people's sufferings. Because President Truman and the Japanese government authorized a long-term study of the effects of radiation exposure on the human body. Using the Hibakusha, the survivors of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, as the subjects, the Hibakusha were observed by American doctors and scientists for decades with the intent of collecting data, genetics, mortality rates, sex ratio of offspring, and etc. What does that remind you of? As much as I would love to continue talking about how countries have committed many unethical experiments against people of a different race and ethnicity along with their remains, it is essential that we realize that our actions as a nation and people have consequences that affect our web of existence. Though it was a decision made solely by our government and not by us, the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki will forever reflect on our history. We were the first and so far only country to drop an atomic bomb, and we as a nation must learn from Hiroshima and Nagasaki to know that there are ways that won't destroy lives. We are part of a chain that is the world. What we do affects others, and that reflects on us.
The respect for the interdependent web of all existence, of which we are a part. Now that's a pretty wide topic. All of existence. Wow. When I think about all of existence, it can be really overwhelming, the size of everything. The universe, the Milky Way, the millions and billions of years before right now, the size of us, of you, of the little bugs crawling the earth, and the little germs hopping from place to place. The web of our existence is so large that sometimes it also feels invisible. Every action you take, every word you say, every gift you give impacts the world around you. It changes our entire future. Sometimes finding the importance of your existence can be hard. You can struggle to find the meaning and the impact your life has on the world and people around you. Sometimes I'll sit in my room and wonder about what I do that makes my life important. A lot of the time, I will question what I do that is going to impact the world after I'm gone. Some people live with comfort knowing that they won't be remembered, that they could do absolutely anything and it won't matter. And honestly, I envy that. I think about what I've done, that what others have done before me that have impacted today. In 100 years, will people still be saying my name and telling my story? I wonder a lot if people who are remembered knew they would be or even wanted to be remembered. Anyway, when I was first thinking about the respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part, we made a list of things. The one that jumped out to me the most when I started to think was social evolution. It took me a long time to realize the progress we've made as a society. And honestly, it's quite depressing. We've fought so hard for so long, and undoubtedly, we've made progress. Actually, we've made some remarkable changes. But when looking at everything as a whole, that progress isn't so large. It's actually really, really small. Racial issues, smaller but not gone. LGBTQ+ inequality. Smaller, but definitely not gone. Women's rights, yes, very different, but we're still not equal. There are countless issues that have been changed or haven't even been touched at all. But these things will never be gone. I'd like to believe that we're much better and we're not our ancestors. But how different are we really? No, we're not Hitler or some other really bad people. But our ancestors were just doing what they were taught by society, what was right and wrong. How were they supposed to do better if they didn't know better? No, I'm not excusing racism, homophobia, or sexism that is in our history. But no. Those things aren't okay. And as a group, I think we can all agree on that. So in 200 years, what will people believe? How will they look back on us now? Is it going to be that we were hateful and be considered amongst the large discrimination category? How are we to know? If we don't know any better, we won't do any better. My thought, my hope, is that we look deeper into ourselves and the world around us, that we do more than just what society tells us is right and wrong, which makes me question everything I've ever said or done. But it's a real thing. Maybe we should just get rid of all of our differences and make everyone the same. Yeah, no thanks. I'm good. Maybe our imperfections make us us. We're always going to be learning and doing different things, always changing, always making mistakes, always altering our idea of good and bad. I will always try to be kind and do good, and maybe that's not enough. But no matter how many times people do right, there will always be gaps and there will always be meaning. Because each step we take, each word we say, each mind we change, means someone might do better. And I'll always do everything in my power to make things better. But I'm still just one part of an enormous, continuous web of all existence. My actions may mean nothing to you, to our descendants, or to someone in 200 years. But I tried, and I'm always making my meaning bigger. From millions of years ago, when the first organism touched Earth in a way that meant that we could become who we are. From every entity who has died, from every life being lived, every spider on a web, we matter in some way. We make a difference. We're making our world different, hopefully for a better future, even if we're not the ones to see it.